the number of schools in the state that randomly drug test students is on the rise. Right now, Sheridan County 1 is among the Wyoming school districts trying to put a policy in place. Administrators see testing as a way to keep students away from dangerous substances. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, the drug testing trend is not without controversy.
Last year, two Tongue River High School sophomores were assigned a project, and they decided to tackle a real-world problem.
There was a few kids in our school that seemed to be struggling with drugs a little bit, and so we thought, what if we could make the change in this school that helped kids get away from issues like that?
That's Taylor Holliday. She and partner Kylie Knobloch are spearheading a campaign to start drug testing all students in sports and clubs. And Sheridan County School District 1 is following their lead. Knobloch says it would give kids a reason to say no to peer pressure.
They haven't been able to make the change because they haven't had a drug testing policy like this.
About 1 in 5 high schools in Wyoming do have a policy, as well as some middle schools. Sheridan 1's policy is still in the works. Holliday and Knobloch have been gathering student feedback.
We got a few surveys back who the students weren't so excited about it and thought it was might have been an invasion of privacy.
Drug testing students who participate in extracurricular activities is controversial, but it's also constitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court said so back in 2002. Still, that didn't stop the outrage in Goshen County when the school district there proposed drug testing in 2009. Just ask Jeff McClun.
It actually divided our communities. There were so many on one side and the other side of the fence.
McClun was on the side that took the school district to court over the policy. He thought it was wrong for students to be tested without probable cause. The case went all the way to the Wyoming Supreme Court in 2011, and
the judge did side with the school district and determined that it should be constitutional. We parents were very disappointed in that.
McClun is a former school board member whose 3 kids have all been tested under the policy. He says it may be legal, but that doesn't make it right.
The people who oppose the policy do not support doing drugs. What we're trying to do is have something more to help keep kids off drugs rather than a simple policy that really is very ineffective.
I do believe that the drug testing policy in our district has been successful. I guess how you measure that success is up to debate.
Randy Epler is principal at Goshen County's Southeast High School. Last year, the district required more than 600 junior high and high school students to provide urine samples, and 11 tested positive for substances, mostly marijuana. Epler says cops and courts won't find out, but parents will, and there are consequences at school.
Certainly, there's a suspension from activity participation, but more importantly, there's a required component for drug alcohol counseling.
Southeast does not test the roughly 20% of students who do not do sports or clubs. And junior Mary Ridenour says that might be unfair.
Some of the kids that I think maybe should be drug tested aren't because they aren't necessarily in an activity.
But for the rest, she says the threat of random testing presents at least one clear consequence for drug use.
Kids think about that. When they come upon the opportunity to use drugs, they think, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this because, you know, I care about the activities that I'm in.
But it's not clear that that thinking has any real impact. Goshen County spends $18,000 a year on the program, about $30 per drug test. And the number of students testing positive here has been steady over the years. When Goshen County first proposed drug testing, Linda Meyer was the sole board member to fight it. She says back then, she was asking the same question over and over again.
The question was, how do you measure the success of it? And they really didn't have a way. It was just something they felt that was strong and good, and they wanted to continue. But factually, I did not see any real measuring.
Nationwide, there's limited evidence that these programs work as a deterrent at all. That's according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, which released a report last year opposing random drug testing in schools. Meyer says the district should look for alternatives.
Why aren't we trying other things? What other things are we trying? What can we do other than something like collecting urine from our children and testing it? That bothers me deeply.
Despite Meyer's concerns, Goshen County's policy isn't going away, and more districts are following its lead. After lots of public input, Sheridan School District 1 plans to launch its policy later this year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.